Want to welcome everybody to the Florida's Florida Building Commission's joint mechanical energy tap meeting of May 26, 2021. And Drew said the link's not working for him. Norman, can you maybe send him another link or something?
All right, we'll do.
Or copy it, maybe. I don't know why it wouldn't be working, but maybe just let him know to go to the BCIS and go to the agenda on there and link in that way. Okay, so what I want to do.
Hello?
Is,
okay.
Yeah? We hear you.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Sorry, I'm here now.
Okay, great, Drew. All right, well, we haven't really gotten started. I just welcomed everybody to the concurrent meeting of the two TACs. I want to remind us about our participation process. Be aware of background noise. Put yourselves on mute, but not on hold. Background calls, typing and stuff comes through pretty loud, so if everybody can respect that. Please wait till you're called on. Everybody have an opportunity to speak on each issue as appropriate. And if we follow an order, that will work out much better for all of us. All right, so I'm going to take the roll call for the energy TAC, then ask them to approve the agenda in the minutes. Then I'm going to go to the mechanical TAC and take a roll call and ask them to approve the agenda in the minutes so that we're both on the same page and both opened. And then we'll take the deck statement. And at the conclusion of the deck statement, I'll ask for each TAC's vote on it separately so we record both of them. And then the mechanical TAC would be free to take to leave or stay. And then the energy tech has one additional piece of business, which is to the ComCheck energy code compliance software piece. So that's the process. So first, Commissioner Smith.
Present.
I mean, Drew, sorry. Kelly Smith Burke. Kelly. All right. Oscar Paella. Oscar.
I'm here.
Bob Cushell. Jan Geislers.
Here.
Tim Grabowski.
Here.
Commissioner John David.
David John's here.
Very good. Brian Luksic.
Here.
Jonathan Parks. Roger Sanders.
I'm here.
David Wozniak.
Here.
That's 8 of 11. I'm just going to double check on those who didn't respond. Kelly, are you there? Bob Cushell or Jonathan, are any of you on the line? Somebody, thank you. Okay, with that, Drew, do you want to review the agenda and get the minutes approval?
Sure, thanks, Jeff. the meeting agenda, we need a motion to approve.
Oscar, motion to approve.
Do we have
second,
a second?
Second, Grabowski.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, meeting agenda is approved. Next we need the approval of the April 5th meeting minutes. Can you have a motion, please?
Oscar, motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Grabowski, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, meeting minutes from the past meeting are approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Drew. All right, let's go to the mechanical tech. Commissioner John.
Yes. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Commissioner, what I need to do first is just get a roll call, and then I'll turn it to you to take care of that.
Okay, sir.
Sure. So Commissioner John's here. Oscar Kaya?
I'm here.
You're here again. All right. Alex Hernandez? Elizabeth Gull?
Here.
Dan Griffin?
Here.
Gary Griffin?
Here.
Okay. Joseph Greiner? All right, Commissioner Jones, Paul, are you here? Commissioner Jones, are you on? I think you are.
He's on, Jeff. I think his phone might be muted or his computer. Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Thanks, Don.
Joe Greiner's on the phone. I didn't hear him, but he's on the phone.
Cool. Who is?
Joe Greiner.
Okay. I'll mark him. President Kenny Locke.
Bob Koschel is also on the phone, but you guys just couldn't hear him.
All right, so Bob is here for energy then. Okay. All right, Kenny, are you on? All right. Donnie Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims?
Here.
And Pete Quintella? Pete, you're here. I can see you. Right? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to check this one more time. Is Alex or Kenny on? All right. We have 10 of 12 members present with a quorum. And going back to the energy tap, we now have 9 of 11. So we do have a quorum. So, Mr. John, if you want to go ahead and get the agenda and the minutes approved, and then turn it back to me, please.
Sure. Is there a motion to approve the agenda for today for the mechanical tax?
Oscar, I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
And is there a second?
Donnie Pittman.
Okay. And all in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Looks like that motion passed, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
And then we need approval from the minutes from the 3:31 meeting?
The March 3rd, 2021 meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Oscar, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Oscar makes a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Okay, and is there a second?
Donnie Pittman.
Okay, and all in the mechanical tech, is there approval?
Aye.
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 Any dissent? So Jeff, the minutes from the meeting are approved.
Very good, thank you. So we've opened both tacks, we've approved the agenda and the minutes. So our next order of business is to discuss DS 2021-023 by Pete Quintella of Miami-Dade County. The way this will work is I'll ask if Mr. Quintella, if the petitioner has any additional information to add with the knowledge that the TAC does have the deck statement and staff's analysis and background information. Then I'll ask if there's any public comment, and then I'll come back to ask Mo to provide staff analysis. And the TAC will discuss the petition and make a decision on that. Okay, so Pete, as the petitioner, do you have anything else you'd like to say at this time vis-a-vis the petition?
Yes, I would like to emphasize the intent and clarify the intent on bringing this forward. We have a definition in the energy building code regarding the building thermal envelope. And I'm going to read this into the record, but I think it's very important. It includes the basement walls, exterior walls, floor, ceiling, roofs, and any other element, assembly, which would include the fenestration, that enclose a condition space and provides a boundary between the condition space and the exempt or unconditioned space. I repeat, it defines a boundary between condition and unconditioned space. So we purposely are putting this assembly together to prevent outdoor air, warm, humid outdoor air, mixing with the conditioned air. Additionally, we have requirements for an air barrier. This air barrier is put in there for the purposes of limiting any kind of infiltration coming into the building. In the case of the construction in South Florida, where we got CBS Block Construction, we have multiple air barriers. We have stucco, two layers of stucco on the outside. We have paint on the outside. We have drywall, which is also an air barrier. We have interior paint also, which is an air barrier. So the chances of air leaking by itself, by being forced by natural ventilation, are very limited. As the buildings that we're building nowadays become tighter and tighter, this is becoming more of an issue. As we see results for the door blower test coming in, and we're getting readings of 0.73 in some of these instances, and some of these houses are actually poor concrete, poor in place, we're not really getting much infiltration and much outdoor air at all coming into the space. So I want to make it clear that the key to the building thermal envelope is keeping the conditioned air inside the building and the non-conditioned air outside the building. No commingling and such. Now, there's a definition in the commercial section of the code for ventilation air, and it's that portion of supply air that comes from outside the outdoors, plus any recirculated air that has been treated to maintain the desired quality of air within a designated space. This is the outdoor air that's required in buildings to provide oxygen, respiration, and dilute internal generator air contaminants and odors with cleaner outdoor air. After a building becomes tighter again, it needs to have more accurate quantities of outdoor air, and then this becomes more and more important. We have a code section on the mechanical code on the 401.3 that requires that ventilation be provided whenever a space is occupied. So it would be important to understand that you cannot have that unless you have provisions already made that is providing this outdoor care. Considering again that natural ventilation relies on pressure difference is created by wind or conventional air currents induce airflow through openings in the building envelope. Natural ventilation system will tend to fail and not perform sufficiently when the driving forces are simply not available. It depends on the wind pressure and the wind velocity. Velocity at ground level is zero, and it increases with the height. It's not the same being on the ground floor or being on the 10th floor. It is our position in my office, the Department of Building Code Administration, that the requirements for natural ventilation in 402 are indeed just for that purpose, natural ventilation. If the occupant of a space wants to naturally ventilate a space, they open the windows, depending on the weather and shifts of the driving forces of air at the time, ventilation may take place. Air in one window and air at the other window. This is kind of what we used to do before we had air conditioning. Then we had air conditioning, we closed our windows and let the air conditioning run. When the weather gets hot enough, we close those windows and we turn on the air conditioning. Now this concept is further clarified under the definition under the mechanical code for natural ventilation. And the key here is that it's the movement of air into and out of the space. So here they're considering the crossing of air coming in and out. We're not just opening a window to let air in, we're having air in and out through intentional provided openings, such as windows and doors. As part of our plan review, when we look for requirements in the plan, one of the things we look for is for outdoor air requirements. We look and see what the source of that out there is and how it's sized to make sure that we have sufficient CFMs to be able to supply the occupants of the space, because depending on the occupants, that amount of CFM is going to be varied. The concept of opening a window while the AC is running to be the source of make of air will greatly increase the latent load capacity in the HVAC system. the AC system will not be able to control the design temperature and the humidity. It will be a nightmare for a designer to have to try to guess which window is going to be open, how much is going to be open to make sure that that air conditioning is going to comply. The designer will have to also take into consideration and get hot and humid outdoor air to mechanically cool space, resulting in a waste of energy. It will create unwanted condensation in the building's mechanically cool surfaces, and it violates the building thermal envelope requirement for 2.5. Again, the boundary of conditioned to unconditioned spaces. There has been both interpretations on this written, number 7947, and additionally, I included as part of my package, which is not part of the staff's package, I included the way the codes are leaning for the 2021 ICC codes, in which the same section that was noted by staff regarding to natural ventilation now reads, buildings and dwellings shall be provided with mechanical ventilation that complies with the requirements of the ICC mechanical. It did away with infiltration and natural ventilation. In addition, when it comes to ventilation requirement in section mechanical 401.2, where it used to say natural or mechanical, now it says dwelling units complying with air leakage requirements of the International Energy Code shall be ventilated by mechanical means. One more thing I'd like to add, which is also in part of my package that I included, ASHRAE has dealt with this in many ways. And remember, guys, you remember that ASHRAE is the base document that we use, ASHRAE 62.1 and 62.2. That's the base document that we use for the ventilation requirements of our code. As our code developed, back in 2001, we used to have a reference to ASHRAE, and we kept incorporating more and more of the ASHRAE components into our code. Until now, we just make reference to separate sections of the code, but that is the base document. And ASHRAE, when it deals with natural ventilation, says that the designer shall provide an interior air barrier, insulation, or other means that separate naturally ventilated spaces from mechanical cool spaces to prevent high dew point air from coming into contact with mechanical cool spaces. So it seems very clear to me that they're trying to prevent condensation from happening, because you're going to have a hot, humid air coming in into a cool surface, and condensation will occur. There was a comment made in one of the letters I saw in there regarding buildings that were built and have been built and never had this problem. A majority of those buildings were built under the South Florida Building Code and were built under the earlier versions of our Florida Building Code, where the building thermal envelope wasn't such a key element. The building air thermal envelope has become one of the priority items that it will be greatly enhanced also in the upcoming 2021 codes. And it already is very, very very tight in our code. It seems to me that it's totally incongruent and absurd to think that you have to build a building so tight that he has to restrict leakage of air into the building, and then to tell him, oh, you can, don't worry about it, you can just open the window to get the makeup air. So why bother building a tight building envelope if that's going to be the case? So no, I don't agree with the staff recommendation. I believe that the answer should be no. I believe that natural ventilation via openable windows does not comply with the requirements of the code and the Energy Conservation Building Thermal Envelope. If there are any questions, I would be glad to answer them. Please take a look if you have the time to look at the interpretation, which was written back in 2017. There was another one there that I couldn't find any longer, but it also dealt with the same issue. It says if it's an occupancy that is in the table 403.3.1 and it's defined there, that requires mechanical ventilation. Remember another thing, one last thing. It's going to be very different if we size an outdoor air duct. Say we size a 3-inch air duct, we put a wall cap, we run a thermofin duct, we put a volume damper, we regulate that damper to 30-45 CFM according to the needs of the occupants. And we got that controls, 45 CFM of outdoor air. It's going to come in every time the unit runs. So now several cycles, we will have continuous outdoor air. As opposed to reminding the occupant that he has to go and open a window. Who the hell opens the window when they're running the air conditioning? And then think about the window. Is it a 36-inch window, 48-inch window? Open the window 1 inch. You got 48 square inches of air, hot humid air coming in. What if he leaves the window open 4 inches? So why are we concerned about energy in the energy code if we're going to go ahead and just violate this whole concept by opening a window?
All right. Thank you, Pete, for the overview. I'm going to ask if there's any public comment, then I'll go back to let Mo do staff analysis, and then if you have any questions, committee members, you're free to ask them of Pete or whomever if you want. Okay, is there anybody from the public who would like to comment on this before we go back to the TAC? If so, please identify yourself by name and representation, and please be brief. Okay.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association, and the Florida Independent Concrete Associated Product Association.
All right, so Joe, before I start with you, is there anybody else who wants to speak? Just say your name and I'll give a list. Okay.
Yeah. Trudy Burton, representing the Builders Association of South Florida.
Gotcha. Sure. Anybody else want to speak from the public? All right, Mr. Belcher, go ahead, sir.
I'll be very brief. FHPA and FICAP support the staff analysis recommendation. The answer, yes. The code has long allowed natural ventilation. What my good friend Pete is suggesting would be a code change by deck statement, and we don't believe that is the way to do this. There may be some changes coming in the 2021 I codes, but we have not reviewed those yet, and we probably will oppose those at that brand new as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Go ahead, Julie Burton, you're up next.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Truly Burton on behalf of the Builders Association of South Florida. And Pete, it's good to see you. It's been a little while. We also support the staff analysis and support the position of our state association as well. Like I said, the code says, as what Mr. Belcher said, you have two methods of ventilation. And if there is an issue that the code was trying to solve, I'm trying to understand it, but I just don't see it at the moment. However, if there's other evaluation in the future, we'll be happy to take a look at it. But at this point, there are two methods for ventilation. Also, I live in a high rise, and if it's hot or if it's cold, I open up the windows. That's it. I mean, it's very basic. It's from a homeowner's point of view, but still for the association. We support the staff analysis, and thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you. Any other member of the public who hasn't spoken wishes to speak?
Yes, Amador Marcella.
Go ahead, Amador.
Yes, speaking in support of Mr. Quintela's position as far as an air conditioning system and a window open running simultaneously actually defeats the purpose of the energy efficiency code. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else from the public? All right. Then we're going to have staff analysis, and then we'll discuss the tax. We'll discuss this, and then together, and then I'll ask for the energy tax vote or motion, and then the mechanical tax vote and motion in that order. Mr. McDonough, would you go ahead?
Yes. May I make another comment on this?
Pete, if you do it very quickly, yes.
Yes, it's very quickly. A staff response came from a code section 40326 regarding ventilation. And this section for the energy code actually starts in section 43.2, and it's a mandatory requirement. This section starts out with 40321 to 40314. There's 14 different items that are mandatory in the code. The item that was picked by staff regarding ventilation falls behind a previous requirement, which deals with outdoor air intakes. And what that says, when you have an outdoor air intake, you must have a motorized damper. Clear intent here is that we don't want to leave any gaps in the building that are uncontrolled, and we cannot keep them, keep them open without control. So I think this is very important that this code section that was quoted kind of was pulled out of a section, and the previous two paragraphs above were totally ignored, which wouldn't allow it for this particular. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Pete. Okay, Mo, would you go ahead and please provide staff analysis?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Medani. Can you hear me good?
We can, yeah.
Good. Again, I appreciate all the comments from Pete and also from the interest group who was attending the meeting. Just to say this, with regard to our declaratory statements, and we will try to look for an answer for the declaratory statements. We mainly limit ourselves to what's in the current Florida Building Code. So, whatever sections are in the Florida Building Code, those are the sections that we need to really address and limit our interpretation to. Other codes, anything outside that, that's not relevant at this point. So taking that in consideration, the issue before us is DS 2021-023. The petitioner, Pete, which, you know, I think Pete gave you a good summary of his take and his request, so I'm not going to go in depth into it. However, Pete is seeking a declaratory statement with regard to whether natural ventilation can be used to provide outdoor air for an occupied space while it is mechanically cooled. And the petitioner mainly ask a specific question as follows. Can natural ventilation via openable windows be used to provide outdoor air for an occupied space while it is mechanically cooled and still meet the sealed building thermal envelope requirement of the Energy Conservation Code Section C402.5? There is a background here in the deck analysis. By the way, the staff analysis is posted on the agenda, so feel free to look through it. I'm not going to go into details with all the sections. I'm just going to touch on certain things. I know we're in the staff analysis. We have included a number of things, code sections, relevant a specific code section from the energy code, specific code section from the mechanical code. Also, Pete really, his question or his request is specific to a condition apartment building R2 greater than 3 stories. So that means we really, in terms of the provisions of the energy code, we are talking about the commercial provisions of the current Florida Energy Code. In terms of the sections that are relevant to this, section 402.5, for example, air leakage, thermal envelope, it does really give us a criteria for testing the building envelope to make sure it meets certain standards for leakage. And also it is a requirement for air barrier. But after all that, after the code really bring in all these energy measures, it adds a section in there, which is section C403.2.6, ventilation. Says, hey, although we're making this building really tight and we are sealing so many except we gonna, you know, require ventilation because of the health issue in this case. So the code says under section C403.2.6, ventilation either natural or mechanical shall be provided in accordance with chapter 4 of the Florida Building Code mechanical. So it's clearly the energy code says, hey, you know, with regard to ventilation, you need to ventilate the building, and there's two options there. There's natural and there's mechanical. And the energy code doesn't tell us how to do that. It says go to the mechanical code for the specification on this. We go to the mechanical code, go to section 401. It says ventilation. It says every occupied space shall be ventilated by natural means in accordance with section 402. For mechanical means, in accordance with section 403, occupiable space says, you know, doesn't say whether for either, even those conditions, it says you should provide for ventilation by either natural ventilation or mechanical ventilation. Section 402, natural ventilation. It does say for us, for natural ventilation, and the section 402.1, natural ventilation of an occupied space shall be through windows, doors, louvers, or other opening to the outdoor. The opening mechanism for such opening shall be provided with readily accessed so that the opening are readily controllable. And then it says ventilation area required. It says the minimum openable area to the outdoor shall be 4% of the floor area being ventilated. So it's given us a standard that says what is really the area is required and talks about adjoining spaces. So that's really where we are. The code is really spoken on this subject, says, hey, you know, from the energy code to the mechanical code, it allows the natural ventilation as an option. And taking that, and as the code's written, and staff analysis in this case for the question, can natural ventilation via openable windows be used to provide outdoor air for an occupied space while it is mechanically cooled and still meet the sealed building and thermal envelope requirement of the Energy Conservation Code Section C402.5? The answer to the petitioner question is yes. As per section C403.2.6 ventilation of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code, FPC energy conservation, and section 401.2 ventilation required of the 7th edition 2020 FPC mechanical natural ventilation meeting the specified requirements of section 402 natural ventilation of the 7th edition 2020 FPC mechanical is an acceptable method of ventilation for the building in question. That's what I have for you guys. Thank you. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mo. So does any technical advisory committee member have any questions? All right, I'm going to go to the energy tech first. Is any energy tech member ready to make a motion regarding the petition?
Yep, I'll make a motion to accept the staff recommendation.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Geisler, second.
Any discussion on the motion? Drew, do you want to go ahead and call the vote?
Sure. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. So unanimous in favor of staff's analysis to the answers to the question for the energy tech and mechanical tech. Is a mechanical tech member ready to make a motion?
Donnie Pittman makes a motion for the staff's opinion.
Okay, is there a second?
Second. A second, Joe Briner.
Is there any discussion? All right, Commissioner John, David, if you'll go ahead and call the vote, please.
Yes, and all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That all into it unanimously, Jeff, unanimously.
Okay. If you would like to just adjourn the mechanical tack by saying we stand adjourned,
Jeff? And
you're certainly welcome to, excuse me, you're certainly welcome to stay on the call as we move Jeff? Into the next piece of this.
Jeff, this is Arlene Stewart. Can I make a public comment before you adjourn both meetings, please?
Yeah, you want to make one to the mechanical tack?
Yes, I'd like to make a public comment at the end of the meeting to both tacks, please.
Okay, well, just so you understand, the mechanical tack's actually going to adjourn now. The energy tack's going to stay on. So if you want to speak to the mechanical tack while they're still in business, you need to do it now.
Yes, please. This is Arlene Stewart, Energy Code Circuit Rider for the state of Florida, and I'd like to make a comment to both tacks. And the reason I'm doing it now after the vote is because I'd like to say that I believe that these kind of issues regarding mechanical ventilation will continue to come up in a state where hurricane is king, and we've seen at the FBC over the last 2 years that the Florida Building Commission has dedicated all of its research budget to only hurricane research, I believe that it is essential that both of these tacks consider that more research is needed into mechanical ventilation issues, because throughout the state, I continue to get questions regarding mechanical ventilation, and these issues continue to rise on the ICC level, and we will continue to have these questions come up, and there is a resounding lack of research about what the actual level of mechanical ventilation is needed in this state. All of the research appears to be in mixed climate regions, doesn't take into account enough about what level people get sick at what really is health, safety, and welfare, what really has to do with humidity, nearly enough for this state. And I really believe that the Florida Building Commission really needs to spend more time about what this state needs with this issue. Thank you very much.
All right. Any other public comment before Commissioner John adjourns the mechanical tack and we go back to the energy tack? All right. Commissioner John, if you'd go ahead and adjourn your tack.
Can we adjourn? Can we just adjourn? Can I just adjourn the meeting?
You can just say as chair, we stand adjourned.
Here we stand adjourned.
Very good. The mechanical tack's adjourned. Welcome. They can stay on and for the rest of the meeting. And we'll note that it's 2:39 p.m. Very good. Okay, so now we'll conclude the energy tax business. The next order of business is to provide recommendations to the commission on the proposed approval of energy compliance software for the 7th edition 2020 FBC energy conservation, specifically ComCheck for the prescriptive compliance method. So, Mo, I doubt anybody from the Department of Energy is here. Did you want to say something sort of from the vendor's perspective before we take any public comment or whatever?
Yeah, you know, the ComCheck is a DOE program. Staff, you know, what we do every time we update the Florida Energy Code every 3 years, we provide or request technical assistance from DOE to update the ComCheck so that it can be used for the Florida Energy Code. Staff have worked with DOE you know, for a few months so far. You know, we submitted our request last August, and staff at DOE have been very, receptive to our request. They put together the program, or the update to the program, and has been posted on their website for some time now. We send an email out to the interest group and everybody around who has an interest in the program for comment. The staff, we did review the program. We did really provided certain improvement to it and comments. And what's been published now on the website is include staff comments and corrections needed based on the staff comments. So the program so far, since we have not received any comments and the staff have looked at it, so our request that the TAC would recommend it for approval. So the commission get approved at the June meeting. There's a lot of demand for the program. We get a lot of requests, for it. So I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Is there any public comment on this energy compliance software application?
This is Arlene Stewart, Energy Code Circuit Rider for the state of Florida, and I would echo what Mo said, that I have been receiving lots of questions about what's going on with ComCheck, and a lot of people are waiting for this. So thank you very much. I would urge approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. Hearing none, then we'll go to the Energy TAC. Does any member have any questions before we seek a motion? All right, then is a member willing to make a motion that we recommend the Florida Building Commission approve ComCheck for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the prescriptive compliance method?
Jeff, I'll make that motion.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, is there any discussion? Drew, go ahead and call the vote, please.
No discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously, Jeff.
Thank you, Drew. Is there any additional public comment?
This is Arlene Stewart. Mo, is there any news about ResCheck?
Okay, for ResCheck, I think DOE decided that they cannot update ResCheck because Florida have taken certain things out of the model code, especially the ventilation, which is regard to the blower door test. We moved from 5 to 7. They felt that really not consistent with their protocol, so they really decided that they cannot update ResCheck for Florida.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any additional public comment? All right. Unless there's any TAC member comment, Drew, you should be ready to adjourn us.
I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion, Grabowski.
Thank you, everybody.
We stand adjourned. Thank you, Jeff.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Drew.
All the best. Be well.
Thank you so much for joining.